Can you believe this? A man who identifies as a woman goes into the women's locker room at a Planet Fitness. When the woman complains, she loses her membership. What?
It's time for The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Michael Brown is the director of the Coalition of Conscience and president of Fire School of Ministry. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. That's 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, there's a reason we've taken the stance that we've taken over the years. This is not something that we were looking for. This was not a fight that we were trying to start. These are things that have literally come knocking at our doors. These are things that literally have come into our homes via social media and media. These are things that have actually happened in locker rooms and bathrooms. And while we care about every individual on the planet, if you identify as gay or straight, if you identify as atheist or Christian, if you are black or white, none of those things are issues. We care about everyone. We want to help everyone. And we believe Jesus died for everyone. At the same time, when aggressive, radical LGBT activism comes knocking at our door, we have to respond. And literally, when these are no longer just abstract issues, but matters that affect your privacy and your own safety or your own sense of privacy and safety, now we must respond. So you may have heard this in the news. In fact, these kinds of things are hardly outrageous and abnormal these days. But a woman in a workout place, there are plenty of them, it happens to be Planet Fitness. In the locker room, a man comes in, a biological male who identifies as female. And what happened next is really beyond, what are you going to call it? Beyond description, beyond belief, but it's the world we're living in today. And in fact, in many circles, I'm looking at articles here, this guest, whom we'll not identify fully, we'll just call Mrs. H., she's on with attorney Matt Staver. She is being vilified as if she's the bad person. We're even going to play the 911 call where the man calls 911 on Mrs. H. So friends, we're not taking calls right now, but I'm joined today by Mrs. H. herself, and there are many reasons for not giving her full identity, and with Matt Staver. If I read his whole bio, we'd be here for an extra hour, but he is the founder and chairman of Liberty Counsel. This is one of the most influential Christian legal organizations in the world today. So it's an international nonprofit litigation, education, and policy organization dedicated to advancing religious freedom, the sanctity of human life, and the family. He's been involved in many major legal opinions and many major cases. And this particular instance is so important that even though there are other attorneys in Liberty Counsel that could join us, Matt himself wanted to give us his time to be with us today. So Matt and Mrs. H., welcome to the broadcast.
Thank you. It's good to be with you.
Now, Mrs. H., before we get into specifics with you, Matt, is this, as outrageous as this particular situation is this something that shocks you or surprises you given the climate of America today?
You know, unfortunately, it's becoming more commonplace, and that at the same time, it's still just as shocking because it just makes you shake your head. Not only does this intrude on personal privacy, certainly, but also on safety and the respect and dignity of women. But it really puts women at risk to say that a man, biological man, can use the women's restroom because that man says that he identifies as a woman or wants to think that he's a woman, be treated as a woman, or alternatively, even if the man just wants to use the woman's facility, he can feign that he thinks he's a woman. The bottom line is when you allow a biological man to go into the restrooms, the locker rooms, the changing rooms, the dressing rooms of women, you are putting women at risk. So it's becoming more commonplace, unfortunately, but it is still just as shocking.
And let's also remember that we're commonly told by transgender activists that this is not an issue of sexual orientation, meaning that a biological male who believes he's a woman is presumably still attracted to women. So you've got, regardless of how this person identifies, someone attracted to women who is a biological male. And if that is not a threat to privacy and even potential safety, I don't know what is. So, Mrs. H., before we discuss what happened at this fitness center, is there anything in your own background that would make you more sensitive to issues like this?
Yes. Back in 1997, I was sexually assaulted by a would-be rapist, and I did get away, but it was very traumatic for me.
And how long did the trauma last?
It probably lasted a good year. I had post-traumatic stress.
Mm-hmm.
I'm a runner, and
yeah.
I was running when he attacked me. He came out of the woods. And I fought with him. I ended up with quite a few cuts and bruises and lumps on my head. And we're talking police, we're talking search teams, we're talking dogs, we're talking helicopters. It was very traumatic. And, you know, I did get away, but I had to run for a good year with, you know, mace. I just basically had some spray on me just in case, you know, and it
yeah.
took a long time. And I still will not run in certain areas.
Yeah, and the fact that you were able to get over a lot of the traumas in a year, I'm sure you've been told that's very fast, because there are other people that for the rest of their lives are traumatized. But this, the reality and the memory of it, even if you got over the trauma, never goes away. All right, so tell us what happened on this infamous day now.
Well, I walked into the women's locker room. You know, I was a member there for about 18 months, and I've never seen anything like this. But I walked in, and I saw a young man standing in front of the mirror. And I wasn't sure at first if he had just got the wrong, you know, locker room. I thought maybe he was in there by mistake. There were no other women. It was just me and him. And it took me a minute to recognize that this is a man in front of me. And I said, "You're a man. You're in the wrong locker room." And he never answered me. But then I noticed he had a bunch of makeup on the counter in front of him, and he was putting on makeup. So he did not answer me, so I went to the front desk, and I said, "There's a man in the locker room," and that's when I was told, well, he identifies as a woman. And I said, "But he looks like a man." "Doesn't matter. He identifies. He is self-reporting a gender identity as a woman." So I just said, "Well, I can't go in there and change. He's 2 feet from my locker." And they said, "Well, then you're just going to have to wait." I waited an hour for him to come out.
You waited an hour?
Go back in. Yes, I waited an hour. He was in there for about an hour.
And when you went in there, how was he dressed?
He was dressed like a man. He had on a tank top and he had on sweatpants. You know, he just looked like a guy.
And he walked in there, so the folks at the front desk knew exactly what was happening because they answered you when you raised this issue. Okay, so after waiting roughly an hour, which I mean, you're there to work out, right? You go back to the front desk. What happens now?
No, I go back into the locker room. I went back into the locker
okay.
room, and I said to him, I only had about 60 seconds because there was two young employees. It was a holiday weekend.
Yeah.
And all I said to him basically was, "I'm out here waiting, and you've been in here an hour. How long are you going to be? I don't feel comfortable changing with you in here." And he never answered me again. He just didn't say a word. And I said, "I have four sons, and I would not want my sons in here." So it's really nothing against him. My beef
yep.
isn't really with him. It's just he doesn't belong in a woman's locker room.
Exactly.
In my opinion. And so he never answered me, and I went back out because the employee came to get me, and she said, "You better get out of here. You're going to get in trouble." And I said, "Why am I going to get in trouble?" And she said, "Well, you just can't say things." And I said, "I can't." And that was it. I walked out. So everything's on camera. They could see this very easily. I wasn't in there 60 seconds.
Yeah. All right. So
I
so
sexually harassed him, you know, enough for him to call 911 on me.
I hear these stories. I read these stories. I read about these stories. But to actually speak to you directly, I still have to be utterly incredulous. So we'll cover all the details in terms of how this ends up getting to Liberty Counsel. But, Matt, what was Planet Fitness or the fitness center? What in the world were they thinking to say that this guy who identifies as a woman can go into a woman's locker room?
Well, what we now know, they've issued a public statement in the last couple of days, is that anyone who identifies with whatever gender can use whatever changing facility they want to. Now, that's not in any of their policies. When Mrs. H signed the agreement to become a member 18 months before all this happened, like any woman across the country, when they sign up to be a member of Planet Fitness and they pay their fee, there's nothing in there that says that men can use the women's locker room. There's nothing in there that says you can use the locker room, changing room, restroom of the choice of your identifiable gender, whatever you identify. To the contrary, they are assured that there are men's and women's changing facilities. And so we have there's a case up in Michigan where the Michigan Supreme Court had identical fact patterns to this.
Yeah.
So this is not an isolated situation. And the Michigan Supreme Court just recently ruled against Planet Fitness, sending the case back down to the lower court, saying that Planet Fitness likely violated the Consumer Protection Act because it committed fraud had it made known to its women, or in that case, this plaintiff there, or in this case, Mrs. H, or any woman, that men could use the changing facilities, they would have made a different decision. I can tell you that Mrs. H would not have chosen Planet Fitness as her place for fitness. She would have gone to some other place that respects not only her privacy, but most importantly, her safety.
Yeah, and friends, we're going to play for you the clip, the 911 clip of the alleged. What world are we living in, friends? That Mrs. H was guilty of sexually harassing a man, a biological male, who was in the women's locker room, contrary to written policy of Planet Fitness when you signed for your membership, and in there for an hour plus putting on makeup, and I'm looking at an article, a cis, meaning heterosexual woman, got banned from a gym for insulting a trans woman. She thinks she's the victim. You're talking about a world where everything is turned upside down. So we'll be right back with Attorney Matt Staver of the Liberty Council and Mrs. H to hear the rest of the story, and we'll play the actual call for you. Stay right here.
It's the Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown, your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
911, you need police, fire, ambulance, to transport. Where do you need police, sir?
To the Leesburg Planet Fitness. The address is 735 North 14th Street, 34748.
Okay, what's going on?
I was just sexually harassed.
Are you an employee there?
I'm a, I work out here.
Okay, and your name, sir?
And your name, sir. Of course, that's a man on the phone. That little snippet has to be one of the most ridiculous, crazy, topsy-turvy calls that's ever come into 911. A man in a woman's locker room was sexually harassed when a woman said that she's not comfortable with his presence there. And he calls 911. I'm joined by Mrs. H, the woman in question, and Matt Staver of Liberty Council. By the way, to find out more about Liberty Council, we'll give you info how to contact them. You yourself may be in need of legal help, and one of these very issues may be something in your school, in your place of business, and they are there standing with you. So, Mrs. H, what happens next? Because your membership ends up getting terminated.
Yes. Well, I just went home at that point. I was so shook up. I just went home, and that was a Saturday, and I did not go to the gym on Sunday, and I did not go to the gym on Monday, which is outside my habit. I usually go every day, and it was a holiday weekend, and I was here, but I just felt so shook up. I did not want to meet him in the locker room again. So I figured I'd wait until Tuesday morning and call the manager. There was no manager on duty for the weekend. And I didn't even have a chance before I could even call her. I got a termination notice. And she said I was terminated for judging. And she never even talked to me.
What was the exact language?
Well, it was lunking. They call it lunking.
Lunking.
And lunking is their term for... they've got a wide variety of actions that come under the term lunking, and one of them is judging, because they are a no-judgment zone, supposedly. Free zone.
Okay. And I've got to look lunking up. You can get Urban Dictionary. Matt,
it's ridiculous. Yeah. their so-called lunking policy is you can't drop weight, can't grunt, and you can't judge. And if you do, you get three warnings, and then your membership would be terminated. Three warnings. So she's been there for 18 months. She never had any warnings about anything. She didn't judge. She's just simply saying, I can't use the women's locker room with a man in there. And understand, the places where you change, it's just a curtain. You can't go in and shut the door and lock it. You have a door going into it, but then where you change, it's just individual curtains. And that 911 call, that 911 call was that this person followed her out into the parking lot as Mrs. H was making her way to the car. And he's calling 911, following her, and then as she starts to run to get away from him, he starts to run after her. And having the background that she had with running from somebody who tried to sexually assault her, now a man is running after her across the parking lot, and you can listen to the entire 911 call. This person, Jordan Rich, does not sound distressed at all. Now Jordan Rich says, oh, he had panic attacks, and he was harassed, and she yelled. And you look at the 911 call, it's a complete nonsensical call. It's someone who's harassing Mrs. H, and then instead she gets terminated from her membership. So Planet Fitness violates its own policy. First of all, it doesn't give any warning about men using the locker room.
Yeah.
And then secondly, it doesn't even say that you have one strike, two strikes, and then finally three strikes, you're out. It just simply sends her a letter without any conversation.
Yeah, and that you know how long I've been on top of these issues dealing with them. I'm still stunned to hear this firsthand. And here, a couple of realities. Jordan is a man who is emotionally confused, and I'd love for him to get help. Yes, I'm saying that because there's no other way these things happen. And whatever hypersensitivities he's dealing with are not Mrs. H's fault. And the other thing is that locker rooms, bathrooms have nothing to do with perception. You can perceive yourself to be a giraffe or a Martian or Napoleon Bonaparte or a female. You could perceive yourself to be anything, but a men's bathroom is made for men and women's bathroom for women. And there are separate locker rooms and dressing rooms, not based on perception, but based on biology. So no one was judging. What, in point of fact, Planet Fitness has lunked Mrs. H is exactly what happened. So, and then the trauma running from this guy with a 9/11. This is again beyond outrageous. So, Mrs. H, what happens? How do you get hold of Liberty Counsel? I'm so glad you still got your head screwed on after all this.
Well, I have to say I was very, very upset, and I didn't know what to do, and I thought, you know, I'm just going to send an email to Liberty Counsel and see what my rights are, you know. I had not been terminated at this point. It was over the weekend before I went back. And Richard Mast immediately, pretty much within hours, contacted me. And he said, yeah, you do have a case. And that was how it started.
Yeah, and then getting terminated, added to it. And friends, you may need the help of Liberty Counsel. you may have a case that could turn something in your state or in the nation or just in your own life. LC.org. And there are great resources there to help you. If you're a lover of religious freedom and care about the sanctity of human life and the family, LC.org, also a great organization to support. So, Matt, where do things stand right now?
Well, we sent a demand letter to Planet Fitness to change the policy and reinstate her membership, although at this point in time, it would be hard from a psychological standpoint to want to go back there unless
exactly.
there's assurances
exactly.
that they have changed. And they said they needed more time, so we had a conference call with them. But then they've come out with a public statement that says what apparently their unwritten practice is, and that is that you can use the locker room facility of your identification, your self-identification. So that has put them now in a public statement that is completely contrary to what Mrs. H and every other woman in this country has signed. So we know now that this is systemic across the nation, every Planet Fitness, and I would encourage every woman to go to their Planet Fitness and ask them point blank, is the policy written or unwritten in this Planet Fitness one that allows a man to use the woman's restroom if that man says that he identifies as a woman? And we know now that that apparently is their practice. They're going to be in some serious trouble because that is consumer fraud. They have been fraudulently taking the money from their women clients without protecting their privacy or personal security, without letting them know what their actual policy is. And they know that, in fact, if they had warned these women across the country that men could use the locker room, I guarantee there's not going to be very many women that join up for Planet Fitness anymore. So they are in some serious problems, and it's not just this one Planet Fitness Leesburg, Florida, but it apparently is systemic across the country.
Incredible. And I'm not an attorney, so this may be the wrong term, but is this possible for a class action suit because of consumer fraud?
You know, certainly that is a consideration. When we started this, we thought, well, maybe this was just Planet Fitness in Leesburg. But no, the more we look at it, it looks like it's a systemic problem across the country. And it just so happens that this Michigan case came down right after this case in Florida broke. So it's the same identical fact pattern. You change the names and the location in the state. Otherwise, it's the same.
And, you know, folks, if you wonder, yeah, go ahead, please.
I would like to say also that I was told by the manager that I am banned from 66 Planet Fitnesses, not just one, 66.
All right. You know, if we're talking about how far things go, it was some years back, there was a man who identified as a woman named Colleen who was in a sauna. At a college that he was attending, identified as a woman named Colleen. He was there stark naked, and some young ladies, high schoolers that share the pool there for their facilities, went in to the sauna, and here's a guy naked, and they were the ones who were guilty. They were the ones who did something wrong because they have a policy: if you identify as a woman, you could use the sauna naked. We're not exaggerating. We're not making these things up, friends. So Matt, just a minute before the break, society's been turned upside down. The quote, rights of a tiny few, which shouldn't even be rights at all because it's a misnomer here, have now trumped the rights of the rest of society. What do we do?
Well, first of all, I think we have to realize what's going on and what's at the root of this. And at the root of it is ultimately the abolition of gender. And what's at the root of that is the abolition of God. God, who created us in his image and created us as male and female, complementary genders. And this literally turns objective reality on its head, so there is no more objective reality. If men can be women and women can be men, or not even that, if you can be neither, you can be this spectrum of neither male nor female. I mean, that is the total collapse of our social structure and our system. And I think we need to not only understand what's going on, how serious of a threat this is to our freedom, but also take some steps to push back, because this just violates the average person's common sense, and certainly it violates the rights of people like Mrs. H and so many others.
Yeah, if you could just stay with us one more moment, I want to get through a quick break. I'm with attorney Matt Staver from Liberty Counsel and Mrs. H, who herself is a victim of harassment. Don't go anywhere.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, Dr. Michael Brown. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
For all those just tuning in now, just joining us now, I have two special guests and I want to give you a quick recap. Mrs. H is a survivor of a violent rape attempt years ago while jogging. She was attacked, fought for her life, ran away successfully, experienced post-traumatic stress after that, quite understandably. She was in a Planet Fitness recently, and she went in to change to get ready to work out as she does daily. And there was a man in the locker room putting makeup on, and she asked him how long he was going to be. She made it clear that she wasn't comfortable changing in the presence of a man, and he didn't answer her. She went and spoke with the front desk. They said, oh, he identifies as a woman. He can go in there. She waited roughly an hour, went back in quickly. How long are you going to be? I've been waiting an hour. Doesn't respond. She goes back out. They tell her, you better get out of here. He's upset. I'm paraphrasing. And it ends up he calls the police on her, claims that she sexually harassed him. Planet Fitness then terminates Mrs. H's membership. There's nothing missing. There's nothing extra here that happened, all right? Terminates her membership, and she has now been banned from 66 Planet Fitnesses. She had the semblance of mind to contact Liberty Counsel, which is now taking this case to court, because what you sign when you sign your contract at Planet Fitness says there are changing areas for men and for women. It doesn't tell you that those who identify as the opposite of what they are can use either facility. So, Mrs. H and Matt Staver, thanks so much for staying on extra with me. Just somehow lost Mrs. H. If we could just reconnect, please, that would be great. Matt, right before the break, you were talking about ways where we need to push back. And for years, it seems that we've been on the defensive with one outrageous case after another. And then we just keep trying to teach biblical principles to our families and do what's right. What do we do at this point? Do we just concede that society is losing its corporate mind and just throw in the towel? Do we just keep trying to get water out of a sinking boat? What's your counsel to us?
Well, society is losing its corporate mind and its common sense, but we don't ever give up the battle. I mean, you look at the scriptures, Old and New Testament, and you constantly have, against all odds, God's people remain faithful, and that's what God is asking us to do, and to shine the light of truth. We have to understand that the issues that we're dealing with in this area, we're talking about many people who are broken. So on the one hand, we have to realize that they are individuals created in the image of God. And on the other hand, we have to realize that there is an agenda that is wanting to entrap these individuals into a status of brokenness. And we can't allow that to just happen on our watch, and certainly not our religious liberties to be infringed, and our free exercise of religion opportunities, just liberty in general, to be wiped away. You know, take the example of Moses. He had the superpower of the planet, Egypt. They went and sought to kill all the baby boys, 2 years old and under. They wanted to wipe out the boys. And guess what ultimately happened? God orchestrated a plan against all odds that one boy, the future leader to let his people go and make that statement in front of Pharaoh, the most powerful person on the planet, was actually being raised in Pharaoh's own household without Pharaoh realizing it. How could you write that script? But God writes scripts like that. And God is writing a script right now, and what he needs is he needs people who are willing to make a difference and make a light in darkness and to stand for truth against falsehood. And so I would say to people, don't get discouraged, because this is a historic moment, not just in America, but around the world. Around the world, the same issues are being battled all over the planet. It's not just here. And in some places, it's worse than here. And in some places, they're looking at the United States to determine which way they're going. So stay involved. Find out what's going on. But never, ever, ever give up. And don't ever be discouraged. Isaiah said to King Hezekiah, when he was faced by the then superpower of the planet, the king of Assyria, do not be afraid of the words you have heard.
Yeah.
They prayed. And God ultimately intervened against all odds, and he will do that again. He just needs people willing to make a difference and stand.
Yeah, and it's the nature of light to shine. So that's what we do. We shine, and the darker it is, the more clearly that we shine. And before we just go back to Mrs. H, I want you to hear this clip. It's very reminiscent of a clip where a man is calling 911 and saying that he's been sexually harassed. And you can tell it's a man and claiming to be a woman. Here's a man who identifies as a woman named Colleen, who says that he's now a lesbian, still attracted to women. In other words, he's in a sauna naked. When high school students come in to use the sauna that share the pool there with a college, listen to what, quote, Colleen, Francis. Francis is the name here. Listen to what Francis has to say.
Francis says she believes the students need an education.
This is not 1959 Alabama. We don't call the police for drinking from the wrong water fountain.
Matt, just quickly back to you. Can this be compared to color issues, segregation, those things?
No, not at all. I mean, you're born with your color of your skin. That's something that you don't choose. You cannot change that. In this particular case, you have the prime craziness going on, because this is a man who identifies as a woman but still is sexually attracted to women. So this is a transsexual lesbian. I mean, you can't even make this stuff up. In other words, this is a man who wants to identify as a woman to use the woman's locker facility but is attracted to women. That is some of the nonsense that is happening with what we're seeing around the country.
Yeah, nothing less than that. So Mrs. H, just want to go back to you for last word here. Obviously, the whole thing is traumatic, and even if Planet Fitness opened the door again, if you want to go back there, it's distasteful. But how can we pray for you right now? Because now a court case, all these things, nothing going away soon. And by the way, if your name was known, you would be bombarded with the most ugly, vile attacks, posts, emails, stuff sent to your house day and night. I'm sure you know what would come your way. How can we pray for you just to come out of this thing whole?
Well, basically just to stay strong and not to give in. I really feel like we need to speak up and stand up for truth. My fight is with Planet Fitness. It's about discrimination and bias against women. I'm going against their dishonesty, their safety issues, and lack of protection for women. I think that's something that is honorable, and that's something that we should be doing as women. Women need to draw a line at the bathroom door. I think they need to stay out.
Yeah, and could you speak to others who might be reluctant to get engaged, thinking, well, you know, it's just me, and don't we need to stand up for, because there are a lot of people weaker than you that wouldn't stand and just would run away and cower, and yet you knew to reach out to Liberty Counsel. Speak about that to other mothers and fathers in terms of taking a stand.
Well, we need to take a stand. If we don't take a stand, then we are being pummeled and pushed back, and we're losing our rights and our abilities to go into a bathroom without having to be fearful or anxious. There's so many different things going on today. It's just a matter of, you know, are you going to let them, you know, enact, enable these laws so that we don't have any rights anymore? Somebody told me the other day, and they brought up a good point. They said as soon as his rights to the female locker room were elevated, yours were trumped. My rights ended right there where his rights began.
Yeah, exactly. And you know what's happened now in sports, say high school sports, where you have boys who identify as girls now winning races, and some of the girls now that you know, so they don't make it into the top three or four, and maybe they don't qualify for a scholarship at another school, etc. And one of the young ladies said it's as if the rights of the majority are being overthrown because of the concerns of a tiny minority. So a lot of folks praying for you, Mrs. H. Stand strong. And be wonderful if God touches Jordan's heart and he finds wholeness as well. And Matt, keep up the great work you're doing. I know it can be wearying, and you're such a voice of courage and strength and clarity. So keep up the great work. And Mrs. H, we're standing with you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. All right. You know, I just want to respond to a question that I see right on my YouTube screen from Jed Thomas. Why is Brown obsessed with this issue? You think anybody in their right mind think that this is the kind of stuff that you wake up in the morning saying, I think I want to talk about a man going into a woman's locker room. Oh, yeah, I think I want to write about another issue of transanity. Oh, yeah, I think I want to talk about the latest issue of extreme LGBT activism. Friends, I would be thrilled to never, ever, ever, for the rest of my life, have to do a radio show on this, have to write an article on this, have to do an interview on this, have to write a book on this. I would be thrilled beyond words. And I gladly, joyfully spend years reaching out to those who identify as LGBT and sharing the love of God with them and making sure that they are not excluded from the gospel. But you know what this is like. Why are you obsessed with this? Why are they obsessed with this fire in California? Why are they obsessed with that? Don't they have other things to do? You got a burning fire that's consumed more than 1,000 houses. You got to deal with this. Why are you so consumed about, you know, say after 9/11, why are you so concerned about terrorism? Well, because we have terrorists trying to destroy lives. This Titanic, why are you so concerned about that iceberg? Because the iceberg is going to sink the ship. It's raining, friends. It's pouring rain, and we're taking our umbrellas out. It's pouring rain, and we're thinking, okay, how do we deal with the rain? Am I likening a transgender activist to a 9/11 terrorist? No. Am I likening a gay activist to a wildfire destroying homes in California? No. Got that? I know you'll misquote me anyway, friends, but that's okay. Some will. Happens all the time, but that's fine. That's why the caveats and the qualifiers. Am I saying that LGBT activism is knocking on our door 24/7 and we need to respond? Yes, 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 yes. So I'm not obsessed with this issue. It's just day and night. These things are coming our way. Day and night, we are bombarded with these things. Day and night, people's rights are being infringed. Their privacy is being taken. And there are kids being influenced with all kinds of ideologies that we find wrong and destructive. And there's a push to get this normalized in churches. I'm not obsessed with issue. I'm obsessed with finding truth, speaking truth, living truth. And when it's challenged, I will speak up. We'll be right back.
It's The Line of Fire with your host, activist, author, international speaker, and theologian, Dr. Michael Brown. Your voice of moral, cultural, and spiritual revolution. Get into The Line of Fire now by calling 866-34-TRUTH. Here again is Dr. Michael Brown.
Friends, it was in 2004 that God laid on my heart that I needed to get involved with the issue of gay, lesbian activism. Transgender was not as prominent as that at that point. And I've shared this before, but when I questioned the Lord on this, why me? Why me? I mean, you've got so many fine leaders. You've got national Christian leaders. You've got people who have focused on family issues and people who have focused on marriage issues and people who focused on gender and sexuality issues. None of those things in my background or specialty. Why me? I realized and understood that this was the great issue that was confronting the church. This was going to be the great issue confronting the society. And how we responded was going to be of critical importance. Therefore, it was a matter of all hands on deck, including me, with a PhD not in psychiatry or psychology, with a PhD not in gender or sexuality, with a PhD not in marriage or family studies, but a PhD in Near Eastern languages, me not coming out of homosexuality or some other area of sexual brokenness, me not having a burden to reach out to this particular group of people in society, why me? Because everybody was needed. Or at least a certain group of people were needed. And because God has burdened me about gospel-based moral and cultural revolution, this being a central issue, God laid it on my heart to get involved with the word reach out and resist. Reach out to the people with compassion. Resist the agenda with courage. So you're listening now. You identify as trans. You think you have no understanding. You don't know. Mike Brown, you don't know. So-called doctor, you don't know. You're mad at me. You're mad at me. Correct. I do not know what it is like to to wake up feeling like I'm trapped in the wrong body. I can't imagine the trauma. I've tried to think about what could it feel like, but how far can I imagine that? Because I don't know. All right? But let me ask you this. Can a doctor who's never had cancer help a patient with cancer? Is that possible? Or another question. Can a counselor who has never been raped help a rape victim? Is that possible? Can someone who has never been drug addicted help drug addicts? And the answer to all those questions is yes, of course. If that person is gifted in their area and has real compassion, yes, of course. And in point of fact, many people we're going to reach and minister to and help, we have not experienced what they've experienced. What I can tell you, friend, is that God did not put you in the wrong body. And if there's a problem, it's not fixing the body. Oh, you may have a handicap. You may be intersex with a genuine biological or chromosomal handicap, an abnormality, just like someone who's blind or deaf or has some other abnormality. All right, or someone with a sixth finger and the others don't function properly, whatever it is. I'm talking about someone who is biologically whole. You're a biological male. You're a biological female. If there is a sense of tension and turmoil and something is not right and it's tormented you for years, again, I can't relate to the torment and I don't claim to relate to it. What I do claim is I take your torment seriously and it burdens me and I pray for you. All right, that I can tell you. But what I'm saying is this, the solution is not to change the body. Well, that's what we're told today. You're identified with gender dysphoria, you're diagnosed with gender dysphoria, and therefore the solution is sex change surgery if you're old enough and hormones for life. I understand that, but that's not the solution. The solution is that we find out why your brain is not identifying properly. And this idea, well, I actually have a female brain in a male body, there's no evidence of that. There's no evidence where a child, where there's been lifelong studies from babyhood up, analyzing brains to confirm there's such a thing as a transgender brain, as much as the fact that our brains, there's plasticity. So if a man is constantly focused on the idea of being a woman, being a woman, being a woman, there'll be adjustments to that person's brain. Those things we understand. What we want to do is help people from the inside out, and I personally know former transgenders. I know them, and they're whole today. Yes, there's hope. They're whole. They have been changed. Go to sexchangeregret.com for stories of people who had sex change surgery and lamented it afterwards, and then find out there about those who were formerly transgender who no longer identify as such. Yes, they exist. I'm telling you the truth. Sexchangeregret.com or Help for Families, the number four, Help for Families.com is another website. Denise Schick, whose father decided he had to tell his daughter at 9 years old that he was actually a woman in a man's body. So, friends, we're involved because we have to be involved. I would gladly never touch this topic again except for helping to develop compassion to reach those who identify as LGBT. I'd be thrilled not to write another article, not another book. Trust me. I have enough issues I'm consumed with that I want to write on and talk about on radio and focus on day and night and go to the ends of the earth and share the gospel with and about. So, all right, one last thing I want to cover today. I wrote an article yesterday, Conservative Speech Be Banned. Yeah, a little play on words there. And just say, hey, look, there was taking down of Alex Jones' InfoWars over the weekend, Facebook, YouTube, you know, you want to play into a conspiratorial theory. I mean, he's the master conspiratorial theorist, and I've never been a fan of InfoWars. Some of the stuff of Paul Joseph Watson has been very cutting and exposing liberal agenda, and I'm sure there's been some good stuff on InfoWars, but I'm not a fan of InfoWars. I'm not a fan of Alex Jones personally. Okay, you may love Alex Jones and InfoWars. I've never been into that, all right? But you want to talk about feeding a conspiratorialist theory. When you have the internet giants take somebody down basically the same day or within a day or two, how'd that happen? Just coincidence? How the hell did that happen? But I wrote an article say, forget about InfoWars. Let me give you an example from here and 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 just tell you what's happening out there. And we've been subject to it. We right here have been subject to it. If you're watching on YouTube, if you're watching on Facebook, we have been subject to it from Facebook and YouTube. discriminatory treatment because of our stance. Meaning that you can have some website bashing Jesus, bashing the Bible, bashing the Christian faith, and then someone's offended because you have a book dealing with homosexual issues and they get your page shut down, even though there's not a line in the book that violates any community guidelines. You get your page shut down and this other stuff is allowed to remain. It's been documented that a test was made in Israel where they released headlines on an anti-Israel site and an anti-Palestinian site, one in Hebrew, one in Arabic. They released them at the same time on Facebook, and the one in Hebrew attacking Palestinians got shut down, violation, all this, and the one in Arabic attacking Israel, that was fine. This has been documented over and over and over. Let's take a look at Drudge Report, because Drudge Report has been all over this. And Drudge, oh man, they've got one thing after another. And on the left, so these are second to the central headline, socials clamp down on info, meaning social networks clamp down on InfoWars. Instagram bans Tommy Robinson. What? Instagram bans Tommy Robinson, the guy that just got out of prison, wrongly in prison in England for exposing Islam. I don't agree with everything Tommy Robinson's done, but this guy got wrongly jailed. Instagram bans him. Facebook blocked Republican candidate's ad. Asked to change rules for journalists. Twitter suspends libertarian accounts. Are they next? Senate Dems circulating plans for government takeover of internet. Survival of our democracy depends on banning sites. White House secretly meets big tech. Look, I'm not a conspiratorialist. If we simply understand a few things, that the internet giants, Google, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, Instagram, haven't looked at Instagram as much, but say all those up to this point, are founded by, run by, owned by people who are very liberal. Very liberal. Add in Amazon, and they rely on the SPLC, one of the most bigoted organizations on the planet, Southern Poverty Law Center, which used to do great work exposing groups like neo-Nazis and white supremacists and things like that. And now they list, I was put on their list of 30 leaders of the new radical right, along with David Duke, former Grand Wizard of the Knights of the Ku Klux Klan, and Malik Zulu Shabazz, former head of the new Black Panthers. Yeah, and neo-Nazis and others. Why? Because I'm, quote, anti-gay, or now anti-LGBT. Dr. Ben Carson was on their hate list. American Family Association, Alliance Defending Freedom, they are listed as hate groups by the SPLC. And Amazon has relied on them. So you've got the Alliance Defending Freedom, they have not been allowed to use a charitable thing on Amazon whereby you designate, hey, I want this percentage of my purchase, whether it's a tiny percent, but I want it to go to this organization. They said no to the Alliance Defending Freedom because you're a hate group. What? Alliance Defending Freedom just won major case before the Supreme Court, one of the most respected Christian attorneys, legal organizations in the world. So you have that. Then you have liberal advertisers added in. And friends, this is a crackdown on our freedoms. You say, but these are private companies. They can do what they want to do. First, they virtually control the internet. All right. Second, their policy claims that they have standards that apply to all, so they are not living up to their own policies. Now, I'm not paranoid. God will cause his message to get out, and truth will triumph one way or another. But you better be forewarned. You better be forewarned. Fine, you don't like InfoWars. Great, fine. I'm not into InfoWars either. But that's just the tip of the iceberg. Trust me, it is the tip of the iceberg. And it's been documented for years that corporate America is big in bed with all this too, in a very liberal way. How about standing with us if you appreciate our voice? Would you pray for me? Pray for our team? Stand with us. Your donations help us do what we're doing. You help amplify my voice. Go to AskDrBrown.org. Click on donate. Together, we're making a difference.